Dr. Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only one that can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. This is Bob Graves with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted you're joining us for a few moments of Bible study together in the Word of God. And today we're continuing in our study of this gift of eternal life. Life eternal, that is offered to whosoever will put their faith and trust in Jesus, accepting Him as Savior and being born into the family of God. Now, while I'm thinking about it, if you'd like to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, if you'd like to get into more of the study of God's Word, we have a free Bible correspondence course that we'd like to offer to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name and mailing address printed clearly, including the name of your country, and mail it to us to our post office box, and I'll give you that address if you'll get a pencil and paper. I'll give you that address, and you can write to us and tell us you'd like the free Bible correspondence course, and we'll be delighted to send you that first course. Now, the Bible correspondence course has several lessons in the first course, and there are four different courses, and if one will complete all four courses, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. It's a beautiful gift for completing all four of the Bible correspondence courses that we offer. Now, we offer more than that, and you can continue taking additional courses, but that is a special reward for completing the first four of the Bible correspondence courses. Now, our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. The next line, you'll put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That's our post office box. The number is 825. That's post office box 825. On the next line, you'll put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That stands for Ignacio, who was the name of a Southern Ute chief. And we have worked in the past with the Southern Ute Nation here, and we live just off the edge of the reservation. And Mike Tagubin is a Southern Ute word that means hello, friend. Hello, friend. Mike Tagubin. And that's why we begin our broadcast with Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend. Well, this address, I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, comma, then a capital C and a capital O. That stands for the state in the United States that we live in. So, Ignacio, I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period. And then our zip code is next. And it is 81137-0825. Again, that zip code is 81137-0825. 8:25. And then, of course, on the last line, you'll write United States of America. R, capital U, capital S, capital A. And the post office knows that that stands for United States of America. Now, we do look forward to hearing from you. It's always a pleasure to hear from those that hear the radio ministry. And we'll be glad to send to you the first three lessons of that first Bible correspondence course. And you can answer the answer sheets that are included in those first three lessons. And all you need to send back are the answer sheets, and the address to send them to is listed. And then we will send you, once we know you're really interested in taking that first Bible correspondence course, we'll send you the rest of the course, the rest of the lessons for that first course. And then from there, we'll send you a complete lesson each time. And every time you complete one of these courses, we will send you a certificate of completion. So remember, you can get that along with, we'll send you a New Testament, we'll send you a 2014 pocket calendar, we'll send you other information, including our prayer card. And so all of these materials will be sent in a packet to you, free and postage paid. All we need is your name and mailing address printed clearly. Please print it clearly and include the name of your country so we will know where to mail the Bible correspondence course. Now we're continuing. In last broadcast, we were talking about abundant life, that eternal life is abundant life. And in Psalm 23, verse 5, the latter part of the verse, the psalmist said, "My cup runneth over." Beloved, an abundance. When the cup runs over, you've got more than you need. That's abundance. And the Word of God speaks of much more, which illustrates one who is given more, even much more, abundantly more. And if you will look with me to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read verse 28 through 33. Now, I hope you have a New Testament, so you can read these New Testament scriptures with us. If you don't have a New Testament, we'll be glad to mail you one, absolutely free and postage paid, if you will write to us to the address that I gave you a few moments ago. Now here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 28 through verse 33. "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow." And remember, Jesus is speaking to his followers here, his disciples. And he's speaking to us as well. "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his great glory, the Old Testament king of Israel named King Solomon, who was the wisest man that ever lived because he was given wisdom by God, even all of his glory, and God richly blessed him with abundant wealth and riches, and he had a glorious kingdom. And yet even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies of the valley that God creates. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Notice the words, "much more." Yes, beloved, how much more the Lord cares for us and is able to provide and supply and to meet our needs. God promises to provide our clothing, and He does, beloved. I remember May the 11th, 1953, a tornado came through San Angelo, Texas, and it blew our house away. All the clothes we had were what we were wearing when that tornado came. It blew away all of our clothes. And so we had to go. My dad was a pastor of a church, and we went to stay with some of the members of the church that night because our house was gone, and even the plumbing was stripped out of the ground. And so we didn't have any place to go, and so some of the church members invited us to come into their home and stay there. And one of their sons gave me a shirt and another pair of trousers. And then the Salvation Army moved into the school, where the school had been damaged also. They moved into one of the rooms of the school and brought in tons of clothes. And we were able to go into that room and pick out clothes for ourselves. It didn't cost us a penny. They were supplied by people that knew we were in need and that had given generously and had given used clothing. And they were beautiful clothes. I mean, they were fine. There wasn't a thing wrong with them. We were delighted to get them. And I got a whole new wardrobe of clothes, absolutely free. The Lord provided them for us. And that's what God promises. He says, if I clothe the grass of the field, won't I much more provide for you, O ye of little faith? Oh, yes, and He does exactly that. I remember one time we were back home from Hawaii. We were missionaries to Hawaii a number of years ago, and we were back home on furlough visiting the churches that supported us. And there was a pastor in California that took me to a suit outlet in Los Angeles and bought me a $250 suit and gave it to me. Oh, beloved, it's of the Lord. He's the one that burdened His heart to do that. And what a privilege and what a blessing it was. And I still have that suit today. Blessings from the Lord Almighty. Till next time, goodbye.